Good afternoon, friends. This is Frank Gallup, spokesman for Patrice Munsell, Jack Smith, Al Goodman and his orchestra, and for Robert Schaefer, tenor star in Song of Norway, the young singer whose return engagement you of our Coast to Coast family have made mandatory. If we were to give today's program a special title, it might be Serenade for Sigmund Romberg. For today, we celebrate a special event, an occasion of first importance in the world of music. The first radio performance of Mr. Romberg's latest score, the music of Up in Central Park, his new operetta. Mr. Romberg has been a listening member for years. Today, he's with us in person. You'll hear his music and his voice a bit later. And Mr. Romberg, I'm sure, will appreciate the story that goes with our next song, written by a Parisian predecessor of his, one Alexandre César Léopold Georges Bizet. When Monsieur Bizet finished Carmen, he found he had written one aria too many. So he had new words written for the extra tune, thus supplying the world with one more lovely song. The song is called Ouvre ton cœur, Open Thy Heart.
And incidentally, Frank, if you'll listen very carefully, you'll notice traces of Carmen still remaining in the accompaniment.
Oh, very carefully, Patrice, is the way I always listen. That's Romberg music. And from now on, we shall devote ourselves entirely to the works of our distinguished guest. three generations of heroic tenors and lovelorn sopranos have entrusted their mutual devotion to Wings of Song provided by Sigmund Romberg's pen. This is one of the earliest and finest of the great Romberg duets, Will You Remember from Maytime. Sigmund Romberg's first great hit, Maytime, and Up in Central Park, opening on Broadway shortly, They're stretched 30 years and more than 30 Romberg operettas, musical comedies, and motion pictures. The Student Prince, The New Moon, Blossom Time, The Desert Song, to mention just a few. And a good many of those famous musical shows were conducted by Al Goodman. Just how many, neither Al nor Mr. Romberg can remember. And it was quite a task for Al to choose his own favorite Romberg melody for his orchestral feature today. But he finally settled upon Softly as in the Morning Sunrise from The New Moon. And this, I think, would be an appropriate moment for the family to meet the composer. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Sigmund Romberg.
Thank you, Mr. Gallup. Composers, I think, should never speak. Violins make a much nicer sound, especially when Al Goodman conducts them. I have known Al for more years than either of us will admit. I listen to his music as you do. Miss Dorothy Fields, who wrote the lyrics of Up in Central Park, Mr. Michael Todd, the producer, and Herbert Fields, who with Dorothy wrote the book, were all very happy when I told them that Al was to play the Up in Central Park music for the first time on the air. I know it will give me pleasure. I hope you will like it too. Now I want to sit back in my chair, close my eyes, and listen. Here, with you and the family.
Up in Central Park happens in New York, in old New York, the Gotham of 1870, in the gay sporting town of Diamond Jim Brady and Lillian Russell. New York in the days when Central Park was Manhattan's big backyard, when villainous politicians were trying to steal it away from the people. It's a period piece, and Mr. Romberg's music, simple and easygoing, fits the period neatly. Up in Central Park.
Of the city, it's a great cool lawn with a tree and the dark green lake you can row on for a small and modest fee. You can view New York from a hilltop, every side street and boulevard. It's great to live in the town between the rivers, near that big backyard. It's always great to live in the town between the rivers, near that big backyard.
According to the Romberg custom, there's a romantic duet in Central Park, and here it is. Close as pages in a book, Patrice and Bob.
With me, close as pages in a book, my love and I.
Oh, close, we can share a single look, share it.
Thank you.
as pages in a book. Now,
this one had 10 encores last night in Philadelphia. Jack Smith sings The Fireman's Bride.
The fireman's bride, the fireman's bride, won't sit home by her fireside. From all accounts, she'd rather bound in the fireman's net. She leaps to the engine and clings to the hose. How she hangs on, nobody knows. Out comes the net and then over she goes. High up they throw her while she hollers, "Mower."
The fireman's bride, people confide. Has the fireman got the light?
High as a kite, ain't she a sight?
Not the fireman bride.
These lyrics, by the way, are by Dorothy Fields. Here's April Snow, sung by Bob Schaefer.
There's a love as swift and light as an April snow. It's a shining gift, a bright bit of touch and go. It's a love you dare not crush in your arms, a moment the charms aglow. Then it quickly flies away like an April snow. Oh, the love that's swift and light as an April snow is a meager gift, you're right, if you let it go. For the love I long to hold in the night must give me the right to know. She will never fly away.
This melody might have been written for Patrice. Carousel in the Park.
The stately old trees walk around in the breeze near the small carousel in the park. The children in their heads, why they feed at their heads, who ride to the music. And it's simply enchanting to see Grandma standing midway on top of my head. But children and Grandma, for whom wedding?
difference near that big back yard. Your life is my life, and my life is the way in my heart.
Forces Radio Service. Thank you.